outshine your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Da Truce! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Here we go. I'm recording, Dana. So, let's talk about this. We watched a newer movie.
You think that's too loud?
No. The birds are too loud, but anyway, it's called Francesca. And
it costs $40.
If you buy it on Blu-ray or DVD combo, it's $40 through Amazon, which I would say no.
Ridiculous.
But I found that I could rent it for $4 off Amazon Video, so I did.
And find out if we liked it or not.
I liked it, but I don't think I like enough to buy it.
I don't like it enough to pay $40.
No, but it...
It was decent.
It was a... basically, this, they're doing a... trying to make a modern giallo, except this one maybe wanted to look like it was from the 70s or 80s.
And it had all the trappings of an Argento giallo, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like they watched every Argento giallo that came out, like, from the 70s and 80s.
I mean, I would have liked it to have better lead actors, as far as it was just a police guy. I would like it for, like, a, you know, an outsider and a hot chick or something to have been more. And
you got to see, like, pictures of ladies' vaginas.
Well, from the 70s or 60s, but it's all in Italian. I guess it was made in Italy, but this one really got the kind of style pretty close. And they aged the film a little bit to make it look like it from that period. So.
Yeah, they must have put it through some kind of filter or something.
So, I mean, if you want the gist of it, which the gist is kind of hard to really get, this girl, Francesca, disappeared 15 years ago, and then now there's a bunch of killings where they... put coins over people's eyes and stuff like that.
Baby doll.
Yeah.
And every time you see the baby doll, then you know somebody's about to get killed.
Yeah, it says mommy wants to play, and that's pretty much the...
Which, the doll thing's been done with Argento, and kids, you know, abusing animals, I guess, that's been used. Things in books...
Well, I mean, they have, like, all the... They actually showed one of the the Giallo magazines, the yellow covered ones, and a lot of J and B drinking and all the kind of stuff. So another thing I recently got off Diabolik DVD, I got the BFI Blu-ray of Psychomania.
And Steve thought he wasn't gonna get it. And you didn't get a confirmation or anything that it shipped. It just showed.
I think they got hammered, and just didn't do that. But either way, I got it. Haven't opened it up yet, but probably will soon, and check it out again because I heard that the transfer was really good.
Well, they got an interview with the main guy Nicky, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Nicky Henson or
what? Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And didn't he, like, at one time claim that movie, like, ruined his career?
I mean,
that was the worst thing he'd ever made, or...
You know more than me, but I would believe the latter. But pretty interesting. As we make it to the halfway mark through October, I need to start pounding out some good horror movies and stuff like that. So,
I've been watching a lot of horror stuff, but I don't know that Steve's been watching as much as I have.
American Horror Story, American Horror Story, almost seems like the story that they're telling is over with now. So I'm wondering if they're going to have a different story for the second part of the season. I don't know. It's weird. But I really enjoyed this, the American Horror Story.
It's really gory.
It's gory, and then there's some shocks in it, which I don't remember anything like jump scares or anything out of American Horror Story. So it's very, that's very unusual.
They're just trying to do something different, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I definitely like the reenactment kind of story, and, you know, just the whole thing was really, really good. I'm trying to think of any kind of other horror news, but or any kind of DVD or Blu-ray news, but really can't think of anything.
Well, I haven't ordered it yet, but I may end up ordering it from Screen Factory new Carrie Blu-ray that came out, because unless Amazon's changed the price, they still had it at $34, and you could save $10 if you got it from Screen Factory. So.
Well, plus I got my Dario Argento book in that's signed. So that's, as far as I know, I think there's only limited to 200 worldwide signed. So I got like 74. So I'm going to have, whatever the number, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I like that. Gonna see Phantasm tomorrow night at the Backstreet. Yeah.
I meant to tell you this earlier, Steve, but you know the 90s bar crawl or whatever is going on tomorrow too.
What does that mean? 90s.
It's like retro back in the 90s, but a bunch of the bars are having things. It starts at 2:00, but I guarantee it'll be going on probably when we're at the Baxter.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned, I guess.
Well, I didn't know if there'd be a bunch of drunk people all, in the Highlands and stuff.
Perhaps.
Carrying on. Wick's Pizza's gonna have something.
Well, they have the bar in there, so.
And O'Shea's gonna have stuff.
Well, we're gonna take a break and then try to figure out what else to watch, and then we'll be back later.
Bye.
Boom.
Looking bad.
All the hell we
Blazing Angels back in one Super Cycle Shock Show. Hell's Angels on Wheels plus Hell's Angels 69. Also Angels from Hell plus Devil's Angels. Mean Cycle Freaks getting off on frogs, booze, chains, and sickles. From American International, rated PG and me.
What? You want me to talk?
I want you to hold it, sweetheart.
You
want to
review the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't. Well, Sarah's not going to give it a very good review. She didn't like it.
That's okay.
Well, I thought it looked good. I've only seen Phantasm half a million times.
I saw A. Michael Baldwin's Zits in HD.
Yeah, there's actually a lot more miles, then turn right on Eastern in that Parkway. Movie that I noticed that I never noticed before.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was raining when he was out there picking it up.
I think I did, but it wasn't plain that was raining. In this version, you can actually see the rain.
Who will stop the rain?
Yeah.
I actually never noticed, too, that Michael Baldwin had a cut on his face.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, that wasn't
paying attention or what?
No, I just don't think that was visible in other versions, but so, I need to go back and watch the DVD.
It just seemed like some of the music was a lot less than what I remember. I thought the music was a lot more.
I think they actually, if I'm not mistaken, they went back and I think they changed more than we realized in it. Like, I know there was one scene in at the end of it.
Turn right on Eastern Parkway.
The tall man comes back to the house. He has like a blue hue over him. I definitely never remember that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I did either.
No. So, just
they added miles, that in or something.
Is well,
or maybe that was one of the extra scenes or
is
something.
Is Well Go USA going to release the box set or is it going to be Screen Factory?
I think it's Well Go USA.
So, are they going to release the Screen Factory's version of Part 2? Or
I'm not sure. I don't think they really
made any announcements.
Like they've said.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I thought the print of it looked really good.
I did too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was
that's probably the best Phantasm's ever looked.
I mean, honestly, it'll look a lot better when you have it on Blu-ray because it won't be blown up that big and it'll be a little bit more detail. But it was still pretty decent. Next time we're going to get the seats behind the glass.
The special screening room.
Sure anyway.
I know. You should. You're kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
I wish I would have got that, won that poster to it.
Yes, I knew the answer Steve when he started answer. Talking, but I thought, well, that surely ain't it. But I just like, I thought he's going to wait till everybody's finished talking, but of course, apparently Fuzzy Head.
They yelled it out.
God, there's so many fuzzy-headed people there, man.
They're driving like they are
an Dude, I got to win.
Oh. Well, I want to know what Sarah thought of the movie.
Oh, God, she already explained it to us.
Yeah, it was okay.
That's not what she said before.
I think she said she would have liked it a lot more if
The seats
were a little bit
I was better. Uncomfortable myself.
I wasn't uncomfortable.
I think that's because you're sitting too close to me.
Maybe that means you're sitting too close to me.
Was y'all getting too warm and fuzzy during that
movie? He's wanting me to put my arm around him.
I was wanting you to put your head on my shoulder.
So he had to settle for putting
there
his arm
like
around
him. There was like the most ungodly amount of fucking hipsters there.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What about those people right in front of us? That young guy and that girl.
The dude looked like he's from the 70s. His hair. I saw him in Dazed and Confused.
Most of those people in there needed a warm bath.
And yeah, that's what I was going to say. Most of them probably ain't bathed since the 70s.
And the dude, there's a lot of young dudes with these perms and curly-headed
What's
froze.
With, like, the Smurf hats, too. Like,
I don't understand why. If I had hair, it would certainly not look like that.
Steve would style it.
I would moose that shit up and style it and profile.
Put some soul glow on it.
It would be shiny.
Your soul glow,
but it was...
I
don't plan on it, but God dang, what the hell did he slow down so he could go down a hill? I mean, look, he's slowing down to go down a hill.
He's taking a Sunday drive.
Yeah, it's Sunday at 1:30, 1:53 a.m.
That's crazy. I can't believe that I'm ready to pass out.
I know.
Me too.
latest I've stayed up in a long freaking time.
The only thing I felt uncomfortable with right before the movie was over, I had to pee really bad.
I felt really uncomfortable that we did not see Barbershop, the next cut trailer.
Oh, are you disappointed?
We were promised that twice, and we were then both times.
Well, maybe you had to stay for after the faint hasn't finished. We left before the end credits.
They probably threw that in the mid-credit scene.
I totally missed. Why did they show the Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull?
I have no idea.
They just threw that in there. Sometimes we'll throw trailers.
Didn't go with anything.
No.
That wasn't even retro for that movie.
They should have showed like part two trailer or something. Or, what's that other Costarelli movie?
Kenny and Company?
Jim
the World's Greatest.
James the World's Greatest.
They should have shown the Ravager trailer.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
Yeah. I forgot that Angus Grimm's hair was still black in this one.
Sarah's seen the original Phantasm twice. Now she's got to watch all the sequels.
Yeah, I mean, she got to see the whole saga.
That's a negative.
What?
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get her to do that.
I'm watching all that junk.
It's got junk in the trunk.
Sarah thinks we're crazy. Going to midnight showings of horror movies she thinks makes no sense.
They said they were having Halloween beer garden.
I mean, Phantasm is one of those movies not everybody's going to like.
My dad likes it, but he says it makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make much sense.
But you got to throw logic out the window when you watch Phantasm.
How come Kenny and Company had like a script that made sense, but then he made Phantasm and then...
Because Kenny and Company was like a family movie.
The original, like, didn't... He filmed that movie, though. He filmed it over a span of, like, three years, and it was originally, like, 3 hours long or something
I'd like to see that 3 hours.
We have an extended cut that someone put on the internet, a fan edit, that had all the deleted scenes put back into it. Right, and it had the scene where he gets hanged in a tree and everything.
Yeah, and this...
Whenever the Blu-ray comes out, if they're going to put a lot of the deleted scenes and stuff like that.
They may have a version on there that has all that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out December 3rd or so.
They haven't really. 2 miles. Turn left onto Kentucky 61 South. Any announcements on what all's going to be on that? I know there's the box set coming out. That's not coming out until next year sometime.
Well, the disc is really like $18, $17. So, and then so is Ravager, which is expected.
Drive 1 mile to address 4704 on right.
Hey, thank you, GPS.
Yeah, that's Steve's GPS.
That actually still uses one of those old school GPSs.
Well.
Are you still recording, Steve? Or are you there?
I am still recording, but we're gonna.
Yeah, it's not gonna pick me up back here.
Yeah, it'll pick you up. Yeah. And it'll set you back down. So, we're out of here. Peace.
Welcome to Oakwood Hospital, where pleasure is the best medicine. We're the Candy Stripe Nurses, and we operate best in private rooms.
Do you sleep with every guy that asks you?
Now, what is the matter with you? Don't you ever get turned on?
Candy Stripe Nurses, the new motion picture that lays bare the after-hours operations of the girls in red and white. In the sheets or on the streets, they're volunteers for action.
Ooh, playing doctor was never so stimulating.
What are you doing?
Candy Stripe Nurses. They're young, they're eager, they're horizontal, and their bedroom care is real intensive. So for fast, fast, fast relief, take 2 Candy Stripe Nurses and go straight to bed. Candy Stripe Nurses. From New World Pictures, in color.
Rated R.
All right, Dana.
See,
what do we watch? What do we want to start?
Do we want to start with what you watched last night, or what?
I don't know if we talked about what we watched last Saturday.
Heck, I don't remember what we watched last Saturday.
Alright.
You have to do these things when it's fresh in my mind.
Uh,
So
I watched Blood Spattered Bride.
Yeah, that's hard to say.
Yeah, which
I didn't like that movie. I thought it was boring.
Well, it's part of that double feature. You ever seen the commercial or like the trailer for it? Would have this people coming out being completely nuts.
Yeah,
and the guy laughing like fuzzy. Yeah, so I don't know what the other movie was, but this was a Spanish movie. It was the Carmella. Oh, I'm talking about that chick off NXT.
Okay.
Carmella or something like that. But anyway, it's the vampire, lesbian vampire thing. Where,
yeah, but it was the worst lesbian vampire.
You didn't get to see the weirdest part is that he's at the beach and he sees a hand sticking out of the sand. So he goes there and he kind of digs and he sees this. He digs up this chick and she's got a scuba mask on. And then he digs a little bit lower and she's got no clothes on. And you just see her big boobs. That's the weirdest shit.
There was a clip from Vinnie Jones.
I know.
We're gonna talk about that later.
But yeah, it's interesting.
But what I saw of it, granted, I didn't sit down and watch all of it, but like I saw a guy like slapping his woman around.
Well, he was very violent in his foreplay, and then his wife ended up just saying, "I hate him." Yeah. It's like no shit.
And then she went and hung out with the lesbian vampire. And then there was a high school girl that was
tied up with everything.
Yeah.
I think it was like the housekeeper's daughter, but anyway. And then we watched what? What was the next one?
I don't. Trick or Treats.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Steve, he said, thanks, Dana, for this movie. But at least it was entertaining.
No.
I wouldn't say it was a good movie. It was just entertaining. It wasn't boring.
I just don't think it was very good. And
Steve had a Blu-ray rip of it, but
yeah, so I got to see all the fat kid pranks in HD.
That was Gary Graver's son, I think.
Mm.
And I don't know if the kid couldn't remember his lines or what the deal was, but one thing, it was like the lines did completely not fit with his mouth. His mouth would move
but
30 seconds after he said something.
But why wouldn't you just, like, in the editing room, go to the back of his head so you don't see that?
Because this is Gary Graver. He wasn't a director by...
Well, that's an editor's job, not a... I mean, you would edit...
Well, he may have edited it, too. I think this was pretty much Gary Graver's movie. And Gary Graver was, like, a director of photography or something on some other more well-known movies. And why... Carrie Snodgrass was in here, and David Carradine.
You act like that was the highlight of their career was those years, and that's not. They were just, and besides their role, Steve Rayback's role literally is phoned in.
Yes,
so,
I know that. But everybody in that movie was just so over the top with everything that they did. Oh, Peter Jason was on it, too. Jason's Peters.
Yeah. But
anyway.
Yeah.
So, what was the basic outline of that story?
Of Trick or Treats? Well, at the beginning, Carrie Snodgrass, they're having breakfast. She's having breakfast with her husband, and then...
It's obvious she doesn't like him.
The, Men in White come and take her husband to the mental hospital for some reason. And then she, years later, she's remarried to David Carradine.
But she's still got a kid she had with Peter Jason.
And then they're going out of town.
To Vegas.
And then they get an I would say, 30-year-old babysitter. And then
dating Steve Railsback's character.
Via phone. And then they... the kid starts doing pranks and fake suicide attempts. Meanwhile, the ex-husband father of this kid is escapes and kills a few people on his way there, and then he gets in the house and so on and so on. But then, it's just not very good.
It kind of tries to have a twist ending at the end.
Yeah. Naughty. But anyway,
So let's see what I don't watch today. Did watch the new HD transfer of House of Dracula, which
Steve said looked good. I saw a few scenes.
I mean, yeah, the detail and some of the close-ups is pretty amazing. So, yeah, I mean, you don't realize how short these movies are. They're only like an hour and 3 minutes. It's
I know,
strange.
A lot of those are like that.
But they, back then, I would assume they had a double feature or something, because I don't know. I mean, they used to charge a dime.
If people went to the movies, then they would probably want to see more than one, so they made them shorter, and then you could see two and have your popcorn and
right.
Whatever.
But, yeah. This one in House of Frankenstein, I mean, they're kind of the same movie to a degree. I think the House of Frankenstein was first, and then this one. But I don't know.
Maybe
but
you got the Wolfman.
Both of these Blu-ray sets are out. The Wolfman and Frankenstein Legacy Blu-ray sets are out. They're only like $20 a piece right now.
Which isn't bad.
No, but the thing is, they repeat a bunch of titles in there, and both of them come with Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein. All the
I already get you that.
Yes, and all the House movies are on the Werewolf set, because really there's only a few Werewolf Wolfman movies. You know, Wolfman Meets Frankenstein, and then The House and House of Dracula, House of Frankenstein, and Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's the extent of the Wolfman. So it's but anyway, I mean, they're very, I still enjoy them, and we'll try to ramp up watching more of them. I think that was all we watched.
We watched City of the Living Dead.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I did most of it.
I put City of the Living Dead in because I know Dana would want to watch it, and the atmosphere is pretty good on that one, even though it's a wild movie. And the music,
yeah,
I really
catchy.
Like the music is really good.
Yeah.
I would love to have either that on vinyl. When you have it on vinyl, Dana.
Yeah, but I would listen to it, unlike Steve, who doesn't listen to it.
I would listen
vinyl.
To it, but
Steve never opens his vinyl.
No, the ones I have, the few I haven't
you
opened.
You got Miss 45 and
Beyond. Beyond's not been opened.
Do you have Deep Red?
We opened that, and you played it.
Oh, that's right. Well, you told me I could.
Yeah. And also, we got a few things in the mail. Dana got the Carrie Blu-ray.
The 40th anniversary Blu-ray from Scream Factory, which I'm looking forward to watching because it's got a ton of extras on it. And the other releases of the Carrie Blu-rays, I think there's been one, maybe two, and the DVD releases.
Well, I think they re-released it with one of those RC covers. It was just the same Blu-ray.
Oh, well, anyway, there was never anything much but maybe a theatrical trailer or something on it. But this has got a lot of interviews and stuff. No commentary, I don't think. But there is a Horrors Hallowed Grounds with Sean Clark, but I guess it's the return of Horrors Hallowed Grounds. Because I haven't seen one of those in a while, and I enjoy it.
And I got, from Code Red, I got this double feature of Sasquatch and Encounters with the Unknown on Blu-ray, which on the back it says remastered in HD with grindhouse elements.
No. Which means it's going to look shit.
It means it's going to probably have some green shit in it.
It's got a sparkler head.
I don't know, but we'll see.
And we also got something in from Fright Rags, and me and Steve both got shirts. I got a Monster Vision shirt, and Steve got, what, the Ex-Presidents? And he's wearing that to the gym tomorrow.
Maybe, yeah. Ex-Presidents from Point Break. I think that's a cool. It's not even a horse shirt, but I think I could wear that anytime and not feel out of place. I'd be one cool dude.
Well, my Monster Vision shirt's not all that.
No, it's
not
gory or nothing.
So.
But, yeah, I mean.
I may wear my Monster Vision shirt tomorrow. And are we going to talk about this one we just watched?
In a second.
Okay.
I think that they're going to... there's some new releases. I'm getting that Nightmare Sisters. And a new documentary kind of thing called Trail of Dracula. I'm getting that in next week.
You ordered too?
Yeah, I ordered that next. It's coming out next this Tuesday, so I should get it by Thursday at least. So that'd be cool. So I have those for next week.
We got a whole mailbox full of fun today, though.
There's a mailbox full of fun. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so we watched this director's cut of Bad Moon from 1996, I believe, in a.
I was 2 years out of high school at that point.
I don't remember seeing this all the way through. If I had, it's been a long time. I definitely didn't remember the beginning with all the sex and stuff.
But Steve was like, oh my.
Yeah, there's some...
Yeah, there was sex in
the
jungle.
They were doing the pony ride and everything. But it was okay, and then of course I didn't know the dog played that much into it as it did. The dog was the main character, really.
Cause, yeah.
Because the dog.
But
knew,
I made Steve fast forward through part of it because.
Yeah, that dog. There was no guarantee that dog was gonna make it out alive, but there's a lot of werewolf ripping throats and.
Yeah.
At the beginning, you get to see a werewolf's head get blown off with a shotgun, which was pretty cool.
I think I missed that.
Yeah. I mean, and they were all practical effects. I guess this was still... Maybe this was earlier in 96, but I thought it was 96, but there was...
Well,
no,
they were talking about 96 in his diary.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that. But
it
I think there was
95 and come out in 96.
I think there was some CG or something when he was transforming a little bit at that one scene, but...
Yeah, because it kind of rippled-like. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
It still... wasn't bad. I mean, most of it was practical effects, but yeah, it was all right. Nothing too special, but I mean, it was worth a watch.
Pretty cool looking werewolf.
I know that the Blu-ray came out recently, and it looks pretty good from what I can tell.
Steve kept telling me about this.
What, this movie?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, some things I like to watch, and I checked out, never got all the way through it for whatever reason. But anyway, we're going to find something else, and then hopefully I'll be awake to watch Svengoolie.
Yeah, and Steve wants to watch Svengoolie tonight.
Daughter of Dracula. Dracula's daughter, which is a weird one with a lot of lesbian overtones. Yay, lesbians that whatever. Don't vape. There was no vaping back then, so that was good.
Well, maybe they did other things.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. All right. We'll be back.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Gosh, Herschel, you sure are ugly.
Chainsaw Massacre. Then you were terrorized by Halloween.
He dreams of being old enough to go on dates. To ever run with friends in their cars.
And now, prepare to be pulverized, traumatized, and hospitalized. More horrifying than you could possibly imagine. Unlike anything you've ever seen. More.
If it kills her, it gets me. It goes straight down the line whoever started it.
where the school colors are blood red, and not only classes are cut. It's not whether you pass or fail, but whether you live or die.
Don't open the door!
Hey, Danny.
I see. She called him Grandpa.
What did we watch?
I don't know. You were supposed to be... I mean, what did we watch last night?
Yeah, what did we watch last night? Demons. Yeah. We watched... I watched Dark Waters, which Dana hates.
Yeah.
And then I watched...
If you want us to go to sleep, you can watch that.
The, No... Shame DVD, that's what I had bought from the Wild and Woolly sale. And man,
Steve said he was lucky to get it. He's the, like, it's the Steve acted like it was the second coming of Argento or something. I mean,
I think it's a very cool looking movie. I mean, it's it looked great.
It takes more than atmosphere to make a movie, Steve.
Well, if you give it some time, it pays off to me.
I tried, but it put me to sleep almost.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it's a great movie anyway. Then we watched Demons, because I knew I had to do something to get her to let it go.
Now, that's classic.
And Demons. The Blu-ray looked really good.
And it's a great movie, as always, unlike the first film, Steve talked.
Dana, please.
Well, would you not agree that between the two... that Demons is a superior film? I would.
Yes, I guess, but I mean, it's still, I still think that Dark Waters has a lot of, is pretty cool, but, I think I watched this movie off Interocitor, off Vaughn Live, TV Live, or whatever the fuck, Vaughn TV Live. Something like that.
Are you watching Svengoolie this week? I'm just asking.
Yes.
After,
yes. But they were showing, like, they show Spanish movies or Mexican movies, and this was World of Vampires, which I had never saw on it. It was a decent kind of vampire-ish movie. It had a lot of chicks in it.
Naked chicks?
No, it was early 60s movie, probably. But it was pretty cool. I liked it. And then I watched Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman, which I know a lot of people hate, but...
I can't say that I've ever sat down and watched
it's
it.
It's like a mismatch of all the Universal Monster movies that the guy who made the Mummy remake did.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people crapped on it. I mean, I agree, it's not great, but the music and then certain aspects of it are pretty cool. The very beginning of it in black and white is really nice. I like that a lot. I was like, man, this is going to be good. Then, of course, it went downhill a little bit, but I mean, it's a fun no-brainer kind of movie. I like the music in it a lot. I got the soundtrack somewhere.
Well, like that chick on Demons.
Well, another kind of thing, I got Prime now for a little while, and...
What, for 2 months or something?
No, by month. Paying by month.
Okay.
And, I don't know where I saw this. I saw something on Facebook, which is usually where I see stuff about movies I don't know about. It was something called Lake Nowhere. So, come to find out, I can watch it. Either on Prime or sign up for this horror service called Shudder for a 7-day trial, which for free. Which I said, I'll just go free. And since it was 50 minutes, I mean,
yeah, but you're already paying for the Prime. You could get that right and not have to pay extra.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's $5 a month. I don't know if that's just the way it is, or it's just that way because you have Prime, but. Anyway, it's like a throwback to slashers and stuff like that. It's a pretty interesting thing because it looks like you're watching an old VHS tape at the beginning, and some of the things bleed in and out, and then it shows some commercials, and then it shows Lake Nowhere, which a bunch of, I don't know what you call them, young adults go up to a cabin, and some weird shit starts happening. There's a nude guy going around eating dogs. There's a guy outside who is the killer who's looks like he's got a wooden mask.
Lake Nowhere.
Yeah, that wooden mask. And I thought he was like that guy who had that tree disease. You know.
I thought you said that was a fake movie.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it's a movie, but it's fake because it looked like it came out in the 80s.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the effects, or not the effects, but the, luckily the VHS kind of stuff died down because that was getting annoying with the tracking and shit.
Yeah, in places I think it was a little overdone.
Well, it definitely was overdone at the beginning, but then it kind of definitely calmed down. And then they, of course, filtered the movie to make it look like an older movie. And that worked a lot. And I would say it was kind of what I was expecting, but it was better than what I was expecting. I mean, it still isn't something I need to revisit, but some people might like it a lot more than me, but I don't know. A few chicks got nude in it, but they weren't very attractive, so it didn't matter. But
Steve didn't really care.
I didn't get a boner, so that tells you right there.
Well, yeah, but he missed where that one blonde was all sprawled out on top of this guy. She was.
I think I'll be all right. But
Steve had originally planned, I think, to watch more movies while I was at work today, and I think he passed out in the chair.
Well, Van Helsing's a pretty long movie. I don't know if it's an hour and 45 or 2 hours, so, you know, I zoned out for quite a while, for like 45 minutes, so that's fine.
Well, shall we talk about our experience last night?
Well, Dana wanted to go to a haunted house, so I do my best to please her. So we went to the what's called the Baxter Avenue Morgue.
And it cost us $15 a piece with coupon.
Right, which is, I'm glad. And then it's an interesting thing.
I want to hear what Steve thought.
I mean, we were let in and then they turned the lights out. And that's a pretty smart thing to do, is where they have like someone tell you the rules, basically. So,
yeah, they can touch you, but you can't touch them.
Yeah, which is, anyway.
Well,
I mean,
if they didn't say that, somebody probably punched the shit out of somebody.
Well, I don't think nobody logically is going to, but
I like this other thing that they did. The security guy brought us in, or had us go in this room, and he was like, "You ready?" And you say, "Yeah," and he says, "Face the wall." And he turns off the lights and shuts the door.
I mean, I've never been into a haunted house that had like a rule thing. So that was, but then you kind of go, you do yourself, you
it's
go
kind
down,
of a maze.
You go through this trail, and then there's different things that scare you. People come out, and then they have like little, you know, very fun, you know, rudimentary kind of animatronics. If things kind of slide now.
Yeah, but those things cost, though.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean,
people that complain about the cost to get in these places, you have to think they have to pay. They more than likely have to pay those actors something to do that, for people to get in the makeup and do that all night long.
All night long.
And you have to pay for props, and you have to have upkeep and all that stuff. I mean, they could be paying rent on that building. I don't know if they own it or they're paying some kind of rent on it.
Well, it could be help to, if it's supposed to be some type of historical thing.
Well,
I don't know.
It was evidently a real morgue in like the 1800s in Louisville. So, I don't think it's going to spoil anything for anybody, because probably the people that listen show are not going to go to that. I mean, it's almost the end of the season for it anyway. But my favorite, I think my favorite part of the whole thing was Steve was behind me, and like we got near the end of the haunted house and we saw a guy with a chainsaw, and then we didn't see him. And I was like, I told Steve, I said, I know I saw a guy up there with a chainsaw. And right when we was getting ready to go out, he came up like behind us and revving that chainsaw. And evidently that was a real chainsaw with the chain taken off of it, because it was very, very loud. And Steve was like, ah.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's not a good thing to hear a chainsaw behind you. And you can tell, you can feel that the chainsaw's coming closer. So
and the chick with the birthday cake with the head on it, she kind of attacked Steve or something. I don't know what she did.
I don't think it was her, but there's another girl that kind of was pecking on my back a little bit.
Yeah, but I thought the girl with the cake and the head on it screamed at you or something. Then she said she was sorry, she didn't mean to.
Oh, I didn't remember even hearing that, so.
Yeah, I thought she said something like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kill you.
Oh, I don't remember. Because
right after I passed her, because she was like, don't you want a piece? And I went past her, and then Steve went past her, and she went, or something, and I was like, getting after him. I told Steve that's why he should have went in front, because I think he got more of the brunt.
That's fine.
Of being chased, and, you know. And you know what? We should have got T-shirts. Because you know they had T-shirts when we went out there, but you was too busy running from chainsaw man.
I mean, I didn't. If you wanted one, you should have said something. But I mean, I don't need a T-shirt.
Well, by the time I really thought about it, we were to them steps. And, you know, I think they probably want you to buy those shirts right when you come out there. But that dude chases you with the chainsaw like pretty far out there.
Yeah.
But I think if you're in Louisville around the Halloween season, you should definitely see what they got there. They probably change it up every year, every couple of years or something. I'm going to try to talk Steve into going to the haunted hotel in Louisville close to Churchill Downs.
Well, if we do go, it'll be earlier in October.
Those guys that do that podcast that are in Louisville, is that Night of the Living podcast?
No.
No. Well, what is the name of their podcast?
Like Movie Meltdown.
Oh. Well, I think this was Night of the Living podcast, and they interviewed the guys that own that haunted hotel.
I don't know. They were at that convention where we were at, the last one we went to. I always make a funny because I... I've never heard any of those podcasts. They just seem kind of like really, I don't know. It just comes off to me looking snooty, but maybe I'm just not really, maybe that's just me. Because we use an iPhone for our stuff, and then and they're using these big microphones.
Well, they had microphones they were interviewing the, and these were pretty young guys. I guess it's mostly is
pretty young guys.
People that are running these haunt attractions, you know. But something else I wanted to bring up real quick is I was doing some research on different haunted attractions, and there's evidently, I didn't know this was a real thing, but there's evidently these things that they call haunted attractions. But to me, it's if you're interested in getting tortured for 45 minutes, or in the case of that McCamey Manor, it's like 5 to 7 hours of torture. I mean, putting snakes on people, putting rats, spiders, forcing people to lick stuff off the floor, you know, putting people in body bags and putting your head in water. I mean, to me, that's a realistic thing, and I don't want my horror realistic. I just like the fun.
Well, I mean, you can always watch that House's the October build, which is...
Yeah, but I thought that was all freaking made up.
No, there's a documentary on the Blu-ray that they... Well, it's... Again, some of that is in the movie, but they call it a documentary, but it's kind of, at the end, is not really
I mean, it's scripted, so, and the same thing for the movie, except it's scripted a little differently.
So I guess if you're into real torture, if they get you off, then there are places that will provide that.
I need to get off.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up, and our old buddy Tim Gross probably knows of the one in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I think it might be called Dead of Night or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember the exact name of it.
And I watched Dracula, the original, or Bela Lugosi's Dracula on the Universal Blu-ray set. And I don't pull it out very often, so I can see the detail and stuff. It's pretty cool. There is a soundtrack by, like, Philip Glass, and because the original Dracula doesn't have hardly any music at all in it, but they did a score to it. But I tried to watch it with it, and it was just very distracting, so I had to turn it off.
Really? Was it too loud, or?
It was just constantly music. It never died down. It never did anything. It's like,
unless you're watching a silent film, that's not real good for the movie.
So, yeah, but. All right, well, that's it for now, so we'll be back a little later.
Is this going to be our Halloween episode?
It's post, because it probably won't be out until post-Halloween, but anyway.
Well, yeah, so. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It should post on Halloween, but
No.
Don't count on that.
But we'll be back after one of these things.
Now, from Carlo Ponte, the man who brought you Dr. Zhivago, comes a totally new motion picture experience. A journey into the bizarre, terrifying world of the psychosexual mind. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
I've called you here today for a good reason. What do you have here? Fragments of cloth.
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
Murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? Not so innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure. Stalking.
Well, that's a real good start. Why do all hang-ups come my way? Honey, even if you're queer or impotent, you're paying the price I charge just the same.
A psychosexual killer is stalking.
Son of a bitch!
What's happened?
That guy was spying on us.
John, what do we care if he was? Come back, John.
A killer who takes his pleasure differently. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror. Torso. A gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
Yeah,
and
Steve
came
over.
Things happen to work out that way, so I watched a lot of movies yesterday. I can't remember half of them now.
Yeah, I can't remember them either, Steve.
Mm.
I told you you're going to start writing them down again.
Shoot.
Put a memo in your phone or whatever.
I watched the original Dracula. I know that.
Did you watch Mark of the Vampire yesterday?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Yeah, it's the...
With that gold guy.
Yeah, he's up in Cincinnati. It was broadcast from Halloween 1983, and they were showing that, and I watched that because I wanted to see that one again.
And we determined that a lot of the kids in the ghoul segments would be about Steve's age now.
Or you know, maybe a little older. Who knows?
Or yeah. Some of them a little bit younger, maybe.
Yeah, definitely in their 40s.
Yeah.
Mid-40s. But, yeah, I like that one. What else?
Oh, do you watch Abbott and Costello?
Well, I watched most of it, but unfortunately, I zone in and out no matter what.
Well, I was watching it because I like it. I think it's funny. Was it Abbott and Costello Meet Friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's the... I have all of the Abbott and Costello Meet Monsters on DVD, but I haven't rewatched any of the others. They used to show Abbott and Costello every Sunday around 11:30 in the morning. They used to have, like, they would show 5 movies, and usually the first one would be an Abbott and Costello movie. Sometimes it would be the old Pippi Longstocking movies from the 70s.
Wow, on Earth.
Well, they just showed them. She had, like, a cow, and then she had a balloon. It was some weird shit from Sweden.
Steve's watched some weird shit.
Well, I mean, I always watched it, but yeah, that was some weird shit back when I was a kid.
I think there used to be a show like several years back that was The New Adventures of Pippi Longstocking.
Well, they had a remake movie, but this was the original Swedish movie that was dubbed.
Oh, okay.
The movies, they made a bunch of them. But anywho, can't remember what I watched, unfortunately.
I'm trying to remember what else you watched. Because you said you watched the most movies yesterday that you had.
Yeah, I know.
For the season.
And I can't remember a damn one of them. I did watch, I don't know if I talked about The Trail of Dracula. I watched that. That's more like a documentary kind of.
I thought that was boring except for Kim Newman.
Well, it's an hour program going on about Dracula. And then the book and in the movies. But, excuse me. But the main thing I didn't know about was it has like an hour and a half of trailers from Dracula movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it has some more interviews. But I thought it was cool. I don't know. I forgot how much I gave for it. But I'm always liking to watch stuff like that. I watched Nightmare in Blood, which I hadn't watched in a very long time. It's like from 1978. They have this horror.
Steve watched that at work because he didn't
know.
Oh, nobody from your work's going to listen to this.
But they, there's a horror convention. They're having a horror convention in San Francisco, and they got this horror movie icon like Vincent Price or Christopher Lee. He's coming, but they don't know he's a real vampire. And
it's not really them on there.
No, they don't have them. It's just this other guy who's like those guys. It's okay. It's nothing magical or anything, but it's based around a horror convention. Of course, you don't see much of the horror convention other than a bunch of comic books and posters laying around, which in 1978 is probably all you'd get anyway. But, I watched Dracula versus Frankenstein. That was the one I, because it's coming out on Blu-ray for some ungodly reason.
I don't know why.
It's not a good movie at all, but I just wanted to see it again. It's on YouTube.
Was that the Sammy Terry thing you watched?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you did watch Sammy Terry, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched Sammy Terry doing Brides of Dracula, which includes all the commercials and everything. It's pretty... They were having, like, people going on about... They were doing Pizza Hut commercials, which is... Very strange.
Well,
Martin Mull.
I don't know.
Doing commercials for Pizza Hut.
I don't know if we talked about this already, but didn't we? One day, didn't we watch Sammy Terry? It was like his birthday.
It's his 10th anniversary, which was in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might put that on YouTube. I put the Brides of Dracula on YouTube. And I didn't know at the beginning it has something about. You know, this should be free and it shouldn't be charged. I was like, well, great, then I'll put it on YouTube. But
and of course, I watched Halloween again for the original Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween, last night after Steve went to bed. Like, I've already watched it like 5 times this season, so
But yeah,
we watched Halloween 3 also yesterday.
Yes, Halloween 3 was the last film I watched yesterday, and it looks really, really good. That's one thing. And then Tom Atkins is not a very sexy man, but he apparently
gets the ladies.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
He got, what's her face? What is her name?
Stacy Nelkin.
That's
yeah,
it.
But watch Trick or Treat, which I try to watch, and then this happened to have time now to watch it, which is fun. I don't know if I've watched it last year or not, but they keep talking that they are going to make a sequel to it, but they haven't as of yet.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they talk about that like right after it came out?
No, it was like a year or more after, or it could have been later than that. But I heard the sequel stuff like maybe 2 years ago or something, and they still haven't made it yet or haven't.
The guy that did it wasn't it Michael Daugherty.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. But yeah, they really fucked the pooch. They should have released that to theaters. It would have been a big thing, and they probably would have.
Why didn't they?
Because they didn't have faith in anything.
I don't know. That was probably one of the best like Halloween themed horror films to come out in a while.
And it never came out at theaters. It was
well, I know, but to come out in any form.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good little movie. It's a fun little anthology movie that ties everything up.
And I'm probably, but although I'll have to wait till Steve goes to bed. Of course, old Steve will be going to bed early because he has to be a party pooper.
Somebody has full-time work, unlike some other people who don't.
Hey, I'm sorry that all I can get is part-time right now.
Yeah.
But, I'm in IT just like you are.
Yeah.
Well, but I took off today. I took a vacation day today, so that I could prepare all my Halloween stuff and be able to get in my costume before the trick-or-treaters arrive. But like I was going to say before Steve started talking about who has to work full-time, I probably will wait until Steve goes to bed because he doesn't really want to watch this. I'm going to watch Trick-or-Treat from 1986. Again, with old Skippy on it.
I have the HD version you can find.
Yeah, that's probably the version I'm going to watch.
Yeah,
called
pretty
Rag
good.
Man.
Yeah, they're selling it on Diabolik DVD now.
Oh, are they? How
Blu-ray.
Much?
I mean, I don't know, $25 or something, but you end up paying $30 with shipping, so.
Yeah, I know, but you'll get it quick, too. So.
Well, usually.
I've still got to get Salem Lot. I think Amazon has got the Blu-ray for like $10 now, so.
Well, we're out of here. Gonna try to watch one more movie or so, and then
then Steve will be in bed probably.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Late Halloween. Bye. Giggity giggity
giggity goo. Who else but Quagmire?
He's Quagmire. You never really know what he's gonna do next. He's Quagmire.
Giggity.
And I watch most of Spangooley.
You watch Spangooley. Ghosts of Frankenstein.
Yeah, and Steve told me there was no ghosts in there, but technically there was a Dr. Frankenstein.
Well, that guy Colin Clive had been dead for a while when they made that.
Well, I guess they couldn't have,
But they did have a flashback of the first movie.
And Ralph Bellamy was on it.
Yeah, Bill Bellamy's great-grandfather. Some people will get it. I guess when Frankenstein got out of the whatever, he was white. I forgot what he got.
Yeah, when old
Igor
found him, he was pretty white.
I just read online.
But somebody'd been preserved or something when something happened. So.
Yeah, I just read online that the main actress in the Spanish version of Dracula just died at 105 or 6. She was super hot back in 1931, but...
Well, Steve wasn't even alive in 1931, so...
No, but yeah, that was weird, but... I can't remember what we watched, Dana. Can you have any ideas?
I've been sitting here thinking. I'm currently peeling.
Oh, what's the child? The child!
Oh, yeah. Steve likes to say it like that.
Looks like Eddie Murphy when he's doing Bill Cosby. And that's a child. What are you listening to? Something like that. And it was more of a bad kid who could... What, is she talking to dead people? Or
she was going out to the cemetery to her mother's grave. And she had got some friends out there and they were dead. And she anybody she didn't like, she sent them after them.
It was a weird movie because it almost seemed like everybody was dubbed.
Well, it's like they did all the movie and maybe the...
Did that ADR, Dana?
Yeah. Well, whatever ADR was back in 1970, whatever.
They did it from... They stole that from the Italians.
And it was like they set all the actors in a room and just... Yeah, Steve, you're not supposed to peel that up.
So it's supposed to leave residue on my counter?
Well, if I ever take it up, then I will clean it. Oh. But don't be peeling it up.
All right. Back to the scheduled program.
Now I forgot what I was talking about.
About the
I said it was like they set all the actors in a room and just said, here's the script, just read it.
And don't put any inflection on it.
Yeah, don't have any
emotion.
Or, and then I got pissed off at the one chick at the near the end because she was not doing anything. She was not helping anybody. Her boyfriend or whoever that was got pulled down into some floorboards and the dead people killed him. And she lived out of, you know, everybody that could have lived in that movie. But Rosalie was the creepy girl's name, the bad girl.
Creepy girl.
And her real name was Rosalie.
Yeah, they had to do that probably. Make it easy.
I don't know how much Steve watched of it, actually.
Unfortunately, once I get into that state of...
Once he gets into the recliner, he's gone.
State of half of getting into that netherworld of not asleep or awake.
I just remember when I was back here doing something when Spin Gooley was on. And Steve collared out Ted, and I said, Ted who? And he's like, Ted Raimi. And Spin Gooley was interviewing Ted about Ash versus the Evil Dead. So, that was pretty interesting.
What did we watch Friday night? You have any ideas?
That's when we did the commentary.
Right.
Oh, there was something you watched before.
Oh, yeah. That was it. I watched the American version of M. That was yesterday.
Yeah, but there was something that you watched before we did the commentary on Friday.
Was it Black and White 2, I think? Oh, well. That's what we get for not walking or writing it down. I don't think a lot of people seen the American version of M.
I didn't even know there was an American version.
And
M is basically about a child murder.
Right. It was made in Germany in the 30s with Peter Lorre and Fritz Lang directed it. Of course, I would guarantee you that was going to look better and have, you know, different style. But the underworld, all the criminals get together and hunt down the child killer. That's basically what it sounded like, a bunch of mob guys.
And
Raymond Burr was in it, and he was doing some kind of whispery voice for some reason.
That was hard.
And they had some other guy. The guy who played M, I can't remember who he is, but his face is super recognizable.
But Steve can't remember
his name. No, I can't remember his name. He's a character actor, and he was pretty... He was still working. That was made in like 1951, and he was still working in the 80s because I remember it.
And I think Steve was planning on watching Nightmare Sisters, but I conned him into doing a commentary.
Manipulated me because I know what was going to happen if I didn't do it. So I watched Blood Rage again.
Not the Yoo-Hoo Killer.
Fun version of Blood Rage.
Well, didn't you find things to make fun of on this? That's part of the
kind of, but.
Commentary.
But anyway,
we made fun of Louise Lasser.
Yeah, I just watched a little bit of the "I Spit on Your Grave." I drink blood. That movie Blu-ray from Grindhouse, and got
What's
the hypo.
The verdict, Steve?
I mean, it looks really good. I mean, of course, we just watched it a few weeks ago, so I'm going to have to wait. But I tried to watch that other feature, I Eat Your Skin, and man, it's just...
That's bad.
It's just getting boring. And there's another feature on there from the guy, I guess that David Durston. Okay. Yeah, who directed it. He did some kind of like sex comedy or some kind of movie.
There's that on there too?
Yeah, I mean, NHD.
He was actually at the first Wasteland.
I know. I watched a little bit of it in 2004. He was... He was there.
He was there with The Last House on the Left.
Oh, Lynn Lowry was there with him.
Lynn Lowry, I met Lynn Lowry.
So...
And I met the little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore, but from Night of the Living Dead. That
yes, sweetie. Me.
Stabbed people with the trowel. She signed a
trowel. Yeah, I know. But anyway, it was... I guess if you like that movie, which I just find it's a crazy movie. And... But yeah, the Grindhouse Blu-ray is pretty much the definitive edition. And of course, I got the little hypo needle to
with the kid that injects.
It's like a toy you get from Kmart back in the day, and you can inject rabies into meat pies.
Yeah, you can be like the kid on
I
Drink Your Blood.
And be honest with you, I mean that little kid is the freaking villain of the whole movie. The shit was bad, but he made it into a whole world of other bad by doing what he did.
By making this bunch of satanic cult.
Well, apparently, I didn't know rabies was a sexually transmitted disease, but apparently it is.
I don't think it really is.
I don't know either, but I don't want to find out. Yeah.
I guess maybe if somebody was crazy enough to have sex with somebody that had rabies, the bodily fluids might...
Well, they were pulling a train on a chick. One of those hippie chicks.
Yeah.
So all the guys got it. But I got Nightmare Sisters on Blu-ray, but like Dana said, that I was denied.
I didn't deny
you. I was denied.
So, makes it sound like some kind of sexual
thing. Well, I was denied.
I wish I could
Was it color?
I can't remember. I've been sitting here racking my brain trying to think what it was.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's just too many.
What I'm currently doing is making Steve and I's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, so we'll probably take a break. Probably after this show comes out, we'll put out the Blood Rage. And then we'll take a break for a while. Maybe we'll come back and do something
Steve
at the end.
Steve says he doesn't have as much time to...
Well, I mean, we'll just... And plus, it takes us multiple weekends to do a show because we only watch like 3 or 4 movies. I guess maybe we could do a little better job of maybe doing in-depth talking about movies instead of...
I try to, but Steve cuts me off sometimes.
I cut her off. I don't know.
That's what guys do to their wives.
Yeah. In traffic, I cut them off.
Because I think the wives talk too much.
Mm.
I sent Steve out to get me some cream cheese.
But I forgot what you said, and I creamed my jeans instead.
On your way to Kroger's.
Yeah, then, okay, I'll get cream cheese. But, I'm going to end up watching this Blu-ray I got in HD. It's supposed to be an HD of Sasquatch from Code Red, which definitely not.
Oh Lord,
it's not upgraded.
Is that the thing that's on there with that Encounter with the Unknown?
Yeah, and I actually went and saw Sasquatch in the theater back in probably it was either like
your mom take you.
Yeah, it was probably like 77 or I mean I don't remember what year, but. It was either late 70s. It had to be late 70s. But, and then, we'll see if I can make it through without falling asleep.
But, I hope you can.
Well, you got, what did you get on Criterion?
Oh, I got,
Blowout, because.
Which, I have watched, and.
You said it didn't look as good as you thought.
The transfer looks decent, but for a Criterion release, I was just expecting more.
You got what you caught on there, too.
just to kill, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Brian De Palma don't want his movies to be
like super
Cleaned up. Maybe that's
Dress to Kill is basically the same way.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So.
I think the first release of Dress to Kill, didn't they have to recall him or something?
Yeah.
Well, we
watched that documentary about him, which is pretty interesting. It's basically him just going over every movie he ever did, which is, you know.
Brian De Palma's had a pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you sit back and look.
Career. He hadn't had really Brian De Palma, except maybe his early films, hadn't had any real failures. I mean,
he's made he made one recently called Compulsion, which I have, but I haven't watched.
Oh, okay. Well, Steve will have to give his thoughts on that.
Well, eventually.
I love Sisters, and I like what he did with Carrie, Blowout, Dress to Kill, Raising Kane. I mean, you could name all
I had the director's cut of that.
What, Raising Kane?
Well, actually, it was a fan who edited it together, and Brian De Palma liked it so much, he made that his director's cut. That's what I heard.
I think Brian De Palma's he would be one of those people, I probably will never meet him, but I would like to meet him.
I bet he wears didn't he wear a vest thing with pockets? He looks like he's going out to
shoot. He looks like he's a professor or something.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to have shotgun shells in his vest.
He's pretty old now.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, but anyway, that's pretty much everything I can think of, and we'll be back. You can check the Facebook page. I'll post on there when we have a new show up.
You're going to make a lot of our fans disappointed, Steve.
No. We've got 60 or 70 shows or some craziness. I went back and looked.
Yeah. Well, Steve was trying to find out if we had done a commentary
for
Nightmare at Cheddar Woods.
If we did, it didn't get published, but...
Well, and we can't find any proof of it anywhere.
No legal proof. All right, so we'll be out of here. We'll be back before the end of the year, so...
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving or whatever, Kwanzaa.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah. Peace. Turkey Day.